107.7 FM, W299 CD, Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Tens of millions of Americans will learn this week what a heat dome is, says ABC's Rihanna Nally.
Detroit hit 95 yesterday. In Cincinnati, the heat index, a measure of how hot it feels, hit 102. Storms knocked out power for thousands in Pittsburgh ahead of multiple days in the high 90s. And Concord, New Hampshire could top 100 tomorrow, all thanks to the so-called heat dome, forcing hot air down and trapping it, even during the overnight hours.
Senate Democrats are hoping to vote today on a measure to ban bump stocks after the Supreme Court overturned the Trump-era ban on those gun devices. Republicans expected to object. President Biden expected to take executive action on immigration that would allow spouses of U.S. citizens who've been in the U.S. for at least 10 years to apply for citizenship without having to leave the country. And the Boston Celtics beat the Dallas Mavericks to win their 18th NBA championship. This is ABC News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu disbanded his war cabinet after key members resigned, and ABC's Tom Suki Burridge in Israel says that has triggered protests.
The political and public outcry coming as the IDF says it's beginning a daily tactical pause, halting operations along a key highway in Gaza. So truckloads of goods stacked up can be distributed by aid agencies safely within the strip. Today, the IDF saying it now has control of 60% of Rafah, now putting a time frame on its fight against Hamas in that city.
Secret Services and agents robbed at gunpoint over the weekend in Southern California as President Biden and former President Obama visited for a fundraiser. The agent was not injured. He did fire his gun during the confrontation. Police in Tustin said they knocked down the suspect but did find some of these stolen belongings. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling a civic discourse where it should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along,
I know, exactly.
Right, Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
it's only glass. Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
This broad reaching, well, we can't help people because we can't control how they spend the money, somehow magically doesn't apply to billionaires, doesn't apply to corporations who dodge their taxes every year.
Your overnight forecast is calling for lows of 70. Southeast winds 5 to 10 and partly cloudy.
How dare you?
Later on today, partly cloudy, hot and muggy with a slight chance for a thunderstorm in the afternoon. Highs of 91, south winds 15 to 20. 25. Tuesday night,
your hometown
lows of 72,
refreshed.
A 40% chance
keeping
for showers
informed,
and thunderstorms.
Entertained
and
Wednesday, locally across
cloudy,
the
scattered showers
network.
And thunderstorms likely, highs of 83 degrees.
News, I'm Ella Sapp. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Ann Jacobs, newly elected chair of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, has voiced her support for criticized elections administrator Megan Wolf. As Wisconsin's top election official, Wolf had been the target of criticism since the 2020 presidential election. Supporters of Donald Trump accused Wolf of election fraud, and Wisconsin
back
Republicans failed to impeach her earlier this year. Jacobs spoke to WISN-TV's Upfront.
Megan Wolf has done an outstanding job, and the idea
anymore,
that we would not have her PR administrator because people believe in conspiracy theories.
So far, so
both Jacobs and Wolf will oversee
on
the presidential election from
trying to make
a heat wave has rolled into Wisconsin. Temperatures are expected
so
to be in the low 90s in some parts of the state Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, with heat indexes in the high 90s. Thunderstorms are also expected this week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Sapp, and this is Civic Media.
Last night to the Angels, 5-3. Tommy starting pitcher Carlos Rodriguez giving up those five runs, four earned. Manager Pat Murphy after the loss.
That's his second major start.
I feel like he took a step forward.
I think he's going to be a good pitcher. There's no question about it. You got to have fastball command. You don't get a little fastball in the zone when you want to. The leadoff walk to a gal there is unnecessary.
Grass everywhere else wasn't basketball. The Boston Celtics are the NBA champions. The Dallas Mavericks 106-88. Former Buck Drew Holiday.
They really embraced me when I first got here. They made this game super easy. But the fans here are insane, man. I didn't expect it to be like this.
This is Celtics Drew Holiday. Sports, I'm Mike.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I mean, you want to let this watch dry city overnight. Mostly clear skies and lower 70s. South wind breezy. On Tuesday, we'll have mostly sunny skies. Highs in the lower 90s. The heat index between 95 and 100. Breezy south winds. Showers and storms. Tuesday night, currently 77 degrees.
Truck in the
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
I'm loving that.
News from the center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome to Matt Mayer on air. Jay Matt Mayer, Greg Bach, and Calvin Beatonoff coming to you live from our studio in steamy downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. Call or text 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up at 11:33, our friend is the Buck Guy, DJ Leash, heads the UW-Madison Insect Diagnostic Lab. And we're going to be talking to him about Jorl spiders, which are flying spiders. And they're really big.
I thought this whole time we were talking about churro spiders, which is a fun, like, tasty treat. And then I find out it's just flying spiders that are, maybe have emo emotions and journal I never want to read.
So DJ's going to join us at 11:33 to talk about Jorl spiders and also a wrap-up of Sakinapalooza, which they had in Lake Geneva a couple of weekends ago. And PJ was there because we had had him on to talk about, of course, this big Route 17 and Route 13 caps this year. And so there were parts of Wisconsin that were just all crunchy with cicadas. And so we had Sakinapalooza in Lake Geneva. And we'll do a little recap of all the fun that was had. Eating cicadas, I guess.
What?
No, I'm not sure. PJ will be able to clarify for us. There's an article in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that Greg and I were talking about before we got on the air from Joanne Cruz. Let's settle a debate, Wisconsin. What temperature do you set your AC thermostat at? So we're talking thermal wars. It depends if you're married or even if you have a roommate. Everybody seems to be very, very picky about where they want the AC set.
I think an important factor in this one is also how big of a person are you? And I'll talk about that more.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
When we enter thermal wars.
We are likely to see record-breaking temperatures this afternoon with temps in the 90s through at least Wednesday. National Weather Service says this will almost certainly be the hottest week so far of 2024, and it is really going to be dangerously hot. Don't take your dog with you in the car this week. I used to take my dog along all the time. I'd love to take Barkley when I would run errands and stuff. Don't take your pets in the car this week if you don't have to. Don't shut the windows and leave them in there. Someone will smash your window up because the inside of the car heats up like an oven.
And I'm pretty sure now it's like a crime.
Oh, yeah. I think you can get fined for it at least. But yeah, I mean, people have had their windows broken out. If someone sees your dog panting in the car and it's 90 degrees, don't.
And even if you like, we have a fenced-in backyard, so we open the back panel. But even on days like this, and yesterday, we're cognizant, like, all right, maybe a little bit or a supervised walk, but then you got to come inside because we need you to stay healthy and stay cool because she comes in and she's just like, and then you feel awful because you're like, oh yeah, it's 1,000 degrees outside.
And she's got fur on.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and I also think you want to be careful walking them on the pavement because the pavement can get really hot and I think they can burn their pants.
Yes, indeed.
As well. So
don't burn the meat.
Calvin, what is your AC set at? Where is your happy place?
Well, I live at home with my parents, so I don't.
You you don't control the you don't control that the thermometer.
My preferred temperature during the summer, I like it around 71.
That's actually where we are. My husband and I, 71. 68 is too cold.
Isn't it weird? Like, yeah, we generally settle between 60 and 70. And the thing is like, I am no way you've seen me. I'm big, 6'2" dude. I'm a stocky dude. And so I already have like 3-4 sweaters on any given time. So I'm always running warm.
Sure.
So I like it between 68 and 70, but I also understand 68 cold. Especially if I'm so cold that if I walk outside, and no one's ever been able to explain this to me. If it's 60 out, 68 is outside.
I hear what you're saying.
But you walk into a 68-degree house, and you're like, why is it an ice box right now?
And that is a really good point.
I need someone to... Here's the thing. I'm going to ask this question. Gary from Sussex, he's called before. He works in HVAC. Gary, you're listening right now. Can you explain to me why AC 68 is different from just regular 68? Let's come together on this point, because I need answers.
Where is your thermostat set? Where is your happy place? Thermal Wars. Steve from Milwaukee says 73 degrees.
All right. Tony says 72 right now. I think ours is like 77.
Yeah.
We have an open space.
Angie from Monroe also texting in, I am willing to bust out an Indian's Widow to save your fur babies. And fresh cold water is best for all.
Sherry up in Oregon says 76. Ooh, that doesn't even seem like big AC to get that cold.
Wow, yeah.
But hey,
whatever makes you happy.
Yeah.
Tony's also checking in. AC is usually set at 78. When guests come over, that's 74. When it's super humid out, we will veer out of control at 76. Only for a day. The dehumidifier downstairs is always on. 78 warm.
That's
warm. When I got home from Amory on Saturday, and it was 77 in the house.
Yeah.
And I turned the air on. It's like, no, can't do it.
No, I agree.
I just can't do it.
I agree. And we usually turn the air on a little early in the house, but it just feels comfortable. It's better for me for sleeping. And yeah, just that thing of like, I don't know if you ever had this. My friend was telling me about how he would go to his grandma's house and they had an AC unit in the front room.
Sit on and down.
The AC never went on unless it was like it needed to happen. And then every door was closed. They turned the AC on, and only that one room was cool. And he's like, I would go into a bedroom to get warm again because she turned it on so cold that there was no middle ground here. It was just either you were in an ice box or you were south of hell in August.
855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Where is your happy place on the thermostat, especially when it's going to be as hot as it is going to be today? John Kay says on the live stream, it's not the heat, but that gosh darn humidity.
It's not the heat.
It's the humidity.
Oh, it's the humidity of it all.
And he says 72 in the summer, 70 in the winter.
Okay. Bryant from Madison says he sets his AC at 62.
Baby.
Consider me a black Eskimo. All right.
Bryant, wow. That's 62.
That is just, I'm chilly now. I'm officially chilly. But here's the other question. You know, we said thermometers. It's not just, what's your AC set? It's, you know, are you walking through the house and you see the AC and you turn it up and then all of a sudden, oh no, someone in the house turns it down. And if you're a man, you kind of get territorial about that because that's been passed down generation. Like, this is my house and this is my thermostat. Is there a true war? Is there just, you know, passive aggressive beep, beep, beep? Oh, now we're at 70. Who turned it to 73?
Robert from McFarland's on the text line listening in Madison. I have total control over the AC.
See?
The Honeywell app and thermostat is great. We keep it at 70 or 71, but I'll turn it down one or two if we've just gotten together, if you know what I mean. Okay. Steve from Milwaukee, 75 when it's not too humid.
Robert or Maureen from Richland Center, 78 in summer, 65 in winter.
That's, wow.
That's very interesting to me. That is an interesting dichotomy. That seems really hot and really cold.
It does. I'm trying to think where we leave it in the winter. I think it's about 69.
Yeah.
69, 70.
Nice.
And I'm very, I mean, I can tell if it's if we're up or down by a degree.
I can tell 68 versus 70 with the AC, because sometimes even I'm like, oh, this is too hot. Calvin, what about, like, I see you pulling the mic. I feel like you've got opinions to share.
I'm big on the thermostat program, so ours fluctuates throughout the day. So right now during the summer, it's up at 74 when no one's home.
Okay.
And then it's set to come down to 72 when we're home. But most of the time, we end up clicking it down to 71. And then in the winter, it's set at to go all the way down to 65 during the night and when no one's home, and then come up to 68 during the day.
Oh, Robert from Richmond said, or Maureen said, it's about being energy conscious.
Yeah, energy conscious is fine.
No, but
sometimes I get warm.
That's the thing too. Is like, I feel like, you know, I grew up in the time. I'm sure you did too. And you had that gold looking hockey puck on the wall, and you just changed the dial, and that was simple and easy.
Yes.
Now, the more complicated and more tech savvy these things become, the more I'm like, how do you work this?
I know.
I'm like pressing up and down and hold. Does hold work? Cool. Auto. What's auto? What does this do?
Yeah, it was so much easier when we just had the little dial, right? And you could just go up 2 degrees and down 2 degrees. And yeah, the programmable thing is very, can be very, very confusing. Matt from Richland Center listening on WRCE. If someone set their temperature on an odd number, they should be sent to prison immediately.
Wait, who said this? So, Matt, I just got a question for you. This is kind of off the topic. If you and I were driving in my car has volume that goes by number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. If I put the number of volume at, say, 16 versus 15, does that drive you crazy? Because I have a really good friend who can't handle it being 16 through 19. It has to be 15, 20, 10, 5, 25. That just is my side wonder of the day.
Wow.
I know. Also, hey, I'm just going to say this, too. Because we're having fun right now. Troll on the live stream right now. Real sick burn. I'm not going to say it out loud, but it was really dumb. But I got you, buddy. You're cool. I love it when people have the time. They're like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to try to insult these people.
The Hornets, Bulldogs, Chieftains, and Blackhawks all play here on Country and Community.
Says, by the way, we in Madison WRCO are officially hotter than
100.9.
Hell Township in Michigan.
There it is.
Okay. You can always join us at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream, starting here now on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Mayer on air.
Yes,
this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I played in California. There ain't too much of a difference.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and Diabetes Awareness Program.
This relationship.
relationship that I might be with my phone. It's a one-way trip to hell from Milwaukee.
What's her name? This person you have this relationship with.
My phone. Man, my wife is listening. What are you talking about, man?
I need healthy relationships, so you can enroll in my class. It starts at 10 o'clock.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hi, Travis with Worth Exploring Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Radio mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Mayer on Air, Jane Matt Mayer, Greg Box, Sweet Kelby on the board. Coming to you from our studio in Skeeny, downtown Waukesha. You can always join us, 855-752-4842, or leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Article in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel by Joland Cruz says, let's settle a debate, Wisconsin. What temperature do you set your AC thermostat at? So we are taking your calls and your texts about your happy place. Where's your thermostatic happy place? In summer and in winter, we're getting a lot of 71, 72, 73s. We have Tammy from Virginia. Well, thanks for listening in Virginia, Tammy. She says, 68 here for me. Angie in Monroe says, we have an old farmhouse, no AC.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in Southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
We didn't have central AC either, and like you said about we had one air conditioning unit in the living room.
Yeah. Richards Insurance is proud to congratulate the area's graduating seniors. We encourage all seniors to look for ways to make the world a better place. As you begin the next chapter of your life, in ups and downs, always remember the road that leads you home. We wish you all the best in your future. Congratulations on your graduation from Richards Insurance.
I think I would crack. I cannot sleep if it's too hot.
Same here.
If it's cold, at least you can put 97 blankets on.
That's what I like to make. I always put that.
To burrow a little bit.
Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating. Court Street, downtown Richland
so
Center.
We're going to be dealing with this for a while. And I saw another article also that mentioned that Wisconsin Department of Transportation warning that the high heat can create conditions for pavement buckling.
Yes, that as well. I mean, there are so many problems that the heat can cause from just your general health, driving. Really check that stuff out. I mean, it's just be safe. It might not be as bad as a snowstorm, but there are implications for heat waves as well. So just be safe and cool off. Go outside. If you got a pool, if you got a mini pool, if you just got a sprinkler,
go to the library.
Go to the library.
Library is usually air conditioned. Because Angie's not alone in Monroe. I know there are other folks who don't have air conditioning.
Yeah.
And so there are sometimes, spots you can go and walk and take a break. And just a reminder to check on your elderly neighbors and relatives and make sure that people are staying hydrated. If you work outside, you definitely need to stay hydrated.
Especially if you're someone who lives in a higher-up building with no elevator. We see a lot of older folks, unfortunately, pass away because of just no one thinks about them.
Yep.
And that heat rises.
Yes.
I mean, it's not good. Tom from New Berlin says AC 72 to 74. Remember, as a child, basement was the preferred area to sleep with a fan.
The basement, because the basement was cooler. Yeah. Absolutely. The other thing you could do, I guess, with if you only have fans. Unfortunately, now, if you try to get a cross breeze going through your house, all you're doing is pushing the warm air through. So I read somewhere that you could put, like, ice in a big bowl in front of the fan.
Yeah.
and that will actually bring a little cool, I don't know how well that works, but it would be something to try.
Better than nothing. PJ says 70 degree AC, an oscillating fan, small 984 square foot house, easy to keep cool. There you go.
What is your thermostatic happy place? 855-752-4842. Or watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter.
It's going to be very hot. We're going to have Brittany. We'll definitely have her on.
On Thursday.
On Thursday, but maybe this week if possible. Just to talk about other things we can be doing as precautions. And when will we break? Because, you know, folks, summer is officially here next week. We had more spring this year than we have in a long time.
I do. Yeah, I really do. The weather was great.
Yeah, we had spring days, nice like 60.
Yeah.
Low 70s. Nice, a lot of rain got ourselves out of the drought, which is very important.
Which is great.
But yeah, say goodbye to that.
Well, and again, this is the first time we threw the air on.
Yeah.
And normally, I want to see last week. It was on in May. Probably towards the beginning of May.
Yeah, we turned it on.
Did you have it on before then?
I think we probably had it on June. We probably had it on sometime.
I just love being able to keep the windows open and get that fresh air moving through.
Yeah, our AC goes on as soon as the house goes above 74.
Is that a dad thing?
Well, that's a me thing. I can't sleep with the windows open. I can fall asleep with them open.
Is it the wolves?
No, I don't. I'm just a light sleeper, I guess, and I'm up with the birds at 4:45 every morning.
Seriously?
If I have my windows open, so I need the extra hour and a half, so I need my windows closed.
Those robins are noisy, man. There was one robin who was outside the tree of our bedroom, and you're right, it's like 4:30.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you doing up already?
The sun's not even out.
I know. Jumping the gun a little bit here.
Well, now we have a dog. We're very excited when he wakes up. When we all wake up, which is 4 o'clock. So if we sleep in any little bit, she's like, where are you?
What does she do on the kids?
Well, Bridget wakes up early. Because she does that. Now she goes to
bed.
And I try to sleep until like 6 or 7 because I love it on the weekend night. Weekend nights. But yeah, I'm now getting up early. I want to see a girl.
Oh, yeah. She's a big girl. All right, we have news coming up next. And then when we return, giant flying spiders coming to a neighborhood near you. Don't worry, they're shy. TJ Leash, the bug guy, is going to join us from Madison, so stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
From the center, WRCE.
I never liked the taste of crow.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Tens of millions of Americans will learn this week what a heat dome is, says ABC's Rihanna Nally.
Detroit hit 95 yesterday in Cincinnati's The Heat Index, a measure of how hot it feels, hit 102. Storms knocked out power for thousands in Pittsburgh ahead of multiple days in the high 90s. And Concord, New Hampshire could top 100 tomorrow, all thanks to the so-called heat dome, forcing hot air down and trapping it deeper during the overnight hours.
Senate Democrats are hoping to vote today on a measure to ban bump stocks after the Supreme Court overturned the Trump-era ban on those gun devices. Republicans expected to object. President Biden expected to take executive action on immigration that would allow spouses of U.S. citizens who've been in the U.S. for at least 10 years to apply for citizenship without having to leave the country. And the Boston Celtics beat the Dallas Mavericks to win their 18th NBA championship. This is ABC News.
Join this local program. Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You know you're gonna deserve
this. I'm gonna kill you right now. You know the whole wide world deserves this. I'm Elsie. Here's what we're going to do. My daddy's gonna straighten you out. The state's black court is expected to issue a release about ballot drop boxes. University of Wisconsin political scientist Gary Burns. Last week, justices gave local clerks flexibility for locating absentee polling places, but kept a ban on voting in those instances. The U.S. Energy Department has given the University of Wisconsin Extension to educate communities about large-scale renewable energy projects. Those projects usually go up to smaller communities, where they often face strong local opposition. Wisconsin already has 33 large-scale solar developments in place or in progress in 21 counties. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Sapp, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Pete with the 60-second showbiz beat. Jordan Peele tweeted that his next movie will not be released in October of 2026. The original release date was scheduled for December of 2024. The delay was caused in part by the writers and actors strike last year. There is not much else to report. His crew and studio are keeping everything in QT. The project is currently titled Untitled Fourth Film, directed by Jordan Peele. No lie. Distributed by Universal. It seems Ben Affleck is only interested in marrying and divorcing women named Jennifer. TMZ reports Affleck and Jennifer Lopez are headed for divorce since Ben spent Father's Day with Jennifer Garner, his ex-wife, to help make sense of his breakup and help Americans deal with the trauma. TMZ is putting out a new documentary on Hulu called J-Lo and Ben, Missed Warning Signs. Oh, please make it a miniseries. TMZ is employing the help of Oprah Hasbin's Dr. Phil and Dr. Drew to inform us why the relationship didn't work, but most of all, why we should care. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price of the overnight. Mostly clear skies and lower 70s. South winds breezy. On Tuesday, we'll have mostly sunny skies. Highs in the lower 90s. The heat index between 95 and 100. Breezy south winds. Showers and storms. Tuesday night. Right now, it's 79.
Nightline with Peach Wabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I mean, the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because it's the same every movie.
Yeah. It'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. And then there's like testosterone and overload.
Good if you want me. Nightlife with Peach Wabba. Midnight 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our events be rained out? Come on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Next up, I'll be joined by Milwaukee Journal Sentinel commentator James Clausey for our newest segment. What's on your mind, James? Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
editor on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Always join us. You can call or text, same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. He is the head of the UW-Madison Insect Diagnostic Lab. He is known as the Bug Guy. PJ Leash is here. Good morning, PJ. How are you?
I'm great. How are you all?
Wonderful. Well, first I want to start and get a little recap of Cicada Palooza in Lake Geneva. That was a couple of weekends ago. What was that like, PJ?
It was awesome. Is just the simplest and best way to describe it. So this was a free public outreach event to celebrate the emergence of these 17-year cicadas. And if you miss them, you know, you got to wait 17 more years to see them again in Wisconsin. And so we had thought of this idea relatively late. It was like April, and we said, we should do a big event. And are we crazy trying to pull this off? And we talked to folks, and then we got to a certain point where we're like, we can't back out now. Everything was just kind of, all those ducks were lining up in a row, and we said, we're going to go for it. The weather didn't cooperate best for us. It ended up raining much of that day, but we still had probably somewhere in the ballpark of about 600-700 people show up.
Wow.
Yeah, we had a whole bunch of different stuff. We had entomology booths for cicadas and other stuff. And we had a series of guided talks by UW faculty members and myself, so some of my colleagues out there. We had a pretty big crew coming from Madison. We finished things up with a couple of indoor talks. We had some partnerships with local businesses, restaurants that were doing food items containing cicadas. There was a local brewery, topsy-turvy brewery, a beer made with cicadas and another cicada-themed beer that I actually got to name, which is like, that's at the top of my list for the year.
Seriously, PJ.
Yeah, and we had about 500 folks brave the rain and sign up for tours that day, so it really was a great event thanks to the folks at Visit Lake Geneva, the local tourism group, and the Lake Geneva Public Library for hosting us. So we'll probably do it again in 17 years.
Get your tickets now. No, it was a free event, so that's fantastic. What did you name the beer?
So there is there's a book by a cicada expert called A Tale of Two Broods, because of the two broods or groups of cicadas that emerged in the U.S. this year. And I was thinking to myself, you know, someone's got to name a beer like a double IPA or a Belgian double, and Ale of Two Broods. And so that was the name of the beer.
Very nicely done.
Yeah. So that's a highlight for me.
That is an Ale of Two Broods. Oh, I would kill. You said it. Did I hear you correctly? There was just food made with cicada.
Yes.
And beer made with cicada. Please elaborate, because I was like, oh, it's got the extra crunch in this sandwich.
And it must be because they're crunchy, right?
They are. I mean, I got to try some of the food at a fresh preview event a couple days before the event. And if you think about it, you know, you take a nymph or juvenile cicada that had emerged, you fry it up or toast it or something like that. And really, when you think evolutionary, insects and crustaceans like shrimp and crab, lobsters, you know, we pay a lot of money to eat those, and we're pretty receptive to that unless you have a shellfish allergy. But insects are really closely related. So you take that, you fry it up, it's going to be crunchy, and you're seasoning it with stuff too. So a local restaurant, Pier 290 in Williams Bay, just down the road from Lake Geneva, they had some savory dishes. They also had some desserts with chocolate-covered cicadas on there, and sounded like it was a big hit. And then at the brewery, they took some dried, ground-up cicadas and kind of incorporated that into a nut brown ale, which I got to try, and this is pretty good stuff.
Pretty good.
I am part, like, shocked, but also like, of course they did.
it's just, I mean,
and then there's a part like, I wouldn't try that. And then if you say shellfish, I'm like, well, I like shrimp. I like oxtail. Why not just try it? Just even try it. Say, hey, all right, this is tasty. This is tasty.
Well, and it is an interesting, there's an interesting ick factor why that applies to insects and not to shrimp or other, as you said, other shellfish. It's just the ew. I don't know what that is. Why do we have that?
Interestingly, I went with my wife and visited a friend in the D.C. area last early December, if I remember correctly. We went to a fancy Mexican restaurant, and I got to try food tacos, which were actually amazing tacos. They were crunchy, cool, salty, probably more Sicilian than they should have had there today. You know, garlic and seasoning and stuff like that. Vacation. I didn't think about those tacos. Other places in the planet, insects are a part of the human diet. And again, they don't think of English, right?
It's tasty. Yeah, it's just tasty.
I think it's all how we're told, you know, you eat this, don't eat that. So we ought to make them think, oh, I mean, there are some that's okay, people who perceive it as delicacy. To them, it's normal. And for us, be like, that's disgusting. Why is it disgusting?
It's
simply because we're told.
It's a culture. It's a culture issue. PJ Leash is our guest. He's known as the bug guy. He's the head of the insect diagnostic lab at Guild Madison. And here's the article that I found, PJ, and I'm like, oh, we gotta call PJ about this. This is CBS News. Giant girl spiders can fly for miles and devour butterflies, but they're also very shocked. Okay, so they can't, they're not gonna kill us. But these are pretty large spiders, and they can fly.
Well, kind of tight. They've got a body, maybe about an inch long, and then the legs stretch out beyond that. So their lifespan might be in that ballpark of, say, 3-ish inches. Very conspicuous blacks and yellows and whites on the body. But they just kind of sit there in their web. And if you have a garden, you know, they can be common in situations like that. And so it turns out these Joro spiders really are only a hint bigger than that. So they're really not. I mean, for our spiders in Wisconsin, for comparison, yeah, I mean, they're big, but they're not like a foot-like span or anything like that. It's a leg span of maybe a couple inches. Now, also for the flying aspect, so they really can't fly in terms of the way a butterfly or a bee can fly, or they can control where they're going.
Right.
These spiders and other ones can do something called ballooning, and if they've read Charlotte's Web or seen the Hammond conversion, we know at a certain point the little spiders put out some silk, and then we used to think that was just getting blown in the wind. We actually now know from some recent core research that it actually goes electrical fields in the air, like static electricity, to cause them to fly. And so this is not controlled flight. This is, you're just getting picked up and wherever air currents take,
you're catching the current.
That's where you end up. Yep, exactly. And so, you know, if the wind is right, maybe a mile per hour, possibly a lot of times, if this were in, say, a wooded area, that may carry you 20 feet into the next tree. So it's not true controlled flight. It's not going to the wind.
So not only are they shy, they're just, you know, easy going.
It's not a native species. They're native to parts of East Asia. And any time a new insect or spider or other organism can be, you know, invasive weed or something gets here, we don't know what it means for the local ecosystem. Researchers are still trying to figure that out. It does seem like these are, in the invasive in that they are increasing the range, but also there may be some subtle impacts on native spiders living in the area. And if these are just bigger and able to outcompete some of those native spiders, those native spiders might suffer as a result. So we've at least seen thus far in spots where dwarf spiders are common and abundant, we tend to see some lower numbers of native dwarf spiders. So they probably are having some negative impact on the ecosystem, but what does it mean in the long run?
We don't know yet.
I assume that they get here through shipping containers and things like that, right? You just jump on, you know, whatever fruit or vegetable or whatever is being sent over to the spot by ship. Exactly. Yeah, and it's really interesting because with changes to human culture, essentially post-World War II, international trade has been booming, stuff gets moved around, and not just moved around, but moved around so much more quickly. I mean, imagine a sailing ship in that 1700s. Right. That would take forever to get across the ocean. But now you can order stuff and have it drop ship from East Asia and it shows up in 2 weeks. So if you had things that took months to cross the ocean, that's a longer period where
we
something like this might perish
right
during that time. But now if it's faster shipping, it can get here. So we don't know for sure how it got here, but probably shipping containers, as I mentioned to you.
This CBS News article about Joro spiders, they say that Joro spiders like to dine on flying insects, but they aren't really picky about which one. These spiders don't seem to care what gets in their web. They're just as likely to eat stink bugs as they are to eat a monarch butterfly.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket feet are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Bosqueville.
It doesn't control what gets in the web, so again, it could be something we like.
Pappas
like
Trading Post in Areta is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission Bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect blue bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. They have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Areta, on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday. We got
I pro pollinator. That's
attention
what I am.
Farmers and we were folks talking earlier about quality supplies. You know, Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered.
Are just the general
located
idea
at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin. Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies.
And that is
essential
also
tools
true.
To supplies that keep your farm running smoothly. They've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Cultural connection.
Your attention, please. Probably Food Best retirement sale liquidation is going on now. That's right. Hurry in and save during Probably Food Best store closing sale. Everything goes, including all hardware, power tools, grills, hand tools, appliances, furniture, and more. First come, first serve. After 91 years in business, the Krogan family will retire. Save up to 50% storewide. Doors open at 8 a.m. daily. Krogan's Do It Best in Boscobel is liquidating to the bare walls, and it's your chance to save like never again. Hurry in today.
All sales, file, cash, and credit card, only cash and carry pricing with delivery available.
Do it best retirement deal in Boston Bell is going on now.
Thank you so very much. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks for having me.
Stay with us. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Center, WRCE. Hand in hand.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
100 days, 144,000 names.
The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Gahan is counting too as she continues her special segment. Biden's top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing this second time.
Biden's top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Gahan Show weekday starting at 2 across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCC.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Studio in steamy downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call, you can text, same number, 855-752-4842, or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. Just getting around to some texts that have been coming in. We were talking to PJ Leash about the Joro spiders that are coming to a neighborhood near you. And Mark from the Sack texting in, a few years ago, I was walking with a buddy across his food plot. We saw a dragonfly snag a butterfly on the wing and carry it to a tree to feast on said butterfly. I didn't realize dragonflies ate butterflies.
Dragonflies are, I mean, I don't know why they would eat butterflies, but there was a weekend where the mosquitoes were bad.
Yeah.
And we went to a beach party. We were playing volleyball. All of a sudden, I realized there's no mosquitoes. And I had, some people with cough on. Then I looked above me, and it was hundreds of dragonflies just having at it. Like they are the techno. I just love dragonflies.
They really are beautiful.
It's beautiful.
And big mosquito eaters.
Yeah.
Gotta love them for that. Sherry had a really funny comment on the live stream. She says, cicadas wait for 17 years to have sex. I hope they get to have sex before they get eaten. That's a wish I think we can all agree on, Sherry. Absolutely.
Democrat, Republican, black, white, old, young.
Cicada sex.
We hope cicadas get some.
Before they die. See, that's what we can keep finding more things in common, more things we can all agree on. That's what we need.
We need more of this in the world. We need more cicada doing it.
I wanted to again just go back to last week. Went out and I were on the road, and we started out on Tuesday in Madison, and then we broadcast from his hometown of Richland Center on Wednesday. We were in Eau Claire on Thursday in Rapidola, and now my favorite place where I have been, it was, we had so much fun. We really did, and met some wonderful, wonderful people, and I got to see areas of the state that I have not been or haven't been to in decades and decades and decades. So I really encourage everybody to get out and do a weekend trip. Go 4 hours away.
Yes.
Go just in any direction. Go 4 hours in almost any direction.
Yes.
And you're going to find something wonderful.
I completely agree with you. I said this to you today, and I've said this before on the air. Working for Civic Media, doing this job, state has given me a real sense of pride as far as which I never had before. I never really had, like, I'm from Wisconsin. Yeah. But meeting so many people, farmers, business people, just community leaders, and the coworkers here from all over the state, gives you a real sense of pride of being from Wisconsin, living in Wisconsin, and wanting to see Wisconsin, which makes me agree 1,000%. You know, it doesn't even have to be an overnight. Just get up early in the morning, drive up north for 3 hours, stop somewhere, get some good food, go see a lake, go visit a museum, and then come home and just know more about your state. Because for me personally, I grew up in southeastern Wisconsin. Those five counties are really all I've ever known.
Yeah.
So it's about seeing places like you and Todd and too. And going up and maybe visiting Pack Right Low and Chippewa Falls.
We stopped at Chippewa Falls. We saw Pat and his wife Sherry when we were coming back on Saturday.
Yeah.
Chippewa Falls is adorable.
Yes.
And so is Richland Center. And Eau Claire is a gem. It really is. And we talked about this when we were there last week about Justin Vernon. And the Oxbow Hotel and he and his partners just completely restored. And that has completely, I think, led to the transformation of that neighborhood. But what I think I found too, Greg, when we were out, is how proud everybody is of their community.
Yes.
They really are. The one Richland Center are very, very proud of Richland Center. And justifiably so, and it's tragic that that campus closed. That campus is really lovely. It was a great setup. They had dorms right across the street. It's really tragic to see what's happening to our educational system. But, too, the people in Eau Claire, and certainly April Zemers,
who was
in Emory on Friday, they're so proud of where they're from, and they're so proud to be part of Wisconsin. And it makes you feel good.
Where did April, I forget, she moved somewhere, she was born
there. She lived in Colorado.
She lived in Colorado, which is also a beautiful place, up and coming, expensive, but there's a lot to do there.
Yes.
And to say, you know what, no, I want to go home to Emory. It's not even like saying, like, I want to go back to Madison, Waukesha, you know, Green Bay, which are the bigger cities. But to say, I want to go back to Emory, which is a town of less than 3,000 people, because you want to put down roots there. That says something about your community. It says something about your state. And yes, we encourage you, get in your car, take a drive. I'm feeling that the road trip is going to become a semi-regular thing, if not regular thing.
I sure hope so, yeah.
Because we want to get out and meet all of you and just see where you live.
And learn about the things to celebrate in your community.
Yes.
Because there are many, many, many things we share in common that we all love, we can all celebrate, and be proud of.
Jake, so, if someone has some leader, festival, some kind of story going on, how?
Attach it to a flying turtle spider. No. You can email it to Jane Says, JaneSays, Jane Says, at civicmedia.us. We've had a number of people who have emailed in with suggestions. That's how we got to talk to Honor Flight and a couple of things. So it helps when you email things that are going on in your community,
yeah,
or a nonprofit in your community that you would like to highlight, or as you said, Greg, some entertainment thing, or maybe there's an author from where you live that you think would be a great guest. Sherry wants us to come to Horicon. We'll work on that.
Right.
I would love to go to the Horicon, Mark.
I want to visit the trip this year.
You should. It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. The whole trip was just gorgeous. Get out, enjoy Wisconsin, celebrate what we have here. Wonderful place.
And if you do, send us pictures,
yeah,
either via text or via email. If you want to text it, it's very simple. You download the Free Civic Media app, and you can text us directly from the phone. Text those pictures. Let us know where you're at.
We'd love to celebrate with you. Thank you so much, Greg and Calvin, and our engineers. Without you guys, nothing works. Thank you most of all to you for calling and for texting and for listening and absolutely raising everything. I hope you find some joy today and you have a chance to share it. Stay cool, take care of yourself and each other. News is next on the Civic Radio Network.
News from the center, WRC parking lot, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On our next show, we'll kick off a new feature called Neighborhood Focus. We've teamed up with NBC 26 to bring Northeast Wisconsin to you. Tomorrow, we'll go from Mac Hagley, the morning senior reporter. Join us
weekday morning, 6 till 9.
There ain't
here's Heather with the weather.
Beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is packed. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not be chilly in the backseat while running errands. It only takes a few moments for the body temperature to rise.
Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is News from the South. 1470 RCD, 1071 FM, W2 Home, W2 Home, Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.